Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Truth Therapy. For those of you guys that don't know, my name is Ingrid and I will be your host today on this podcast episode. Okay, I know I did not drop a podcast this Monday, and honestly, yeah, like I don't really have, you know, like a real excuse of why I didn't do an episode, but honestly, I really was contemplating on even doing an episode this week, whether I should have taken a break. But I was like, no, like I really, honestly, my reason is I really was going through like a hard time. And I really had nothing, y'all. But I really feel like God has been speaking to me throughout this, like, week. I've been asking him a lot of questions. And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm not going to let the week pass by without giving you guys an episode at all. And so, this is me pushing through. Pushing past my feelings. Pushing past knowing the fact that I wasn't consistent, you know, like I broke my consistency, but I'm not perfect. So, you know, things happen, and yeah, like I did allow life to kind of knock me down a little bit, but we back and we at it. And I just really, again, I didn't want to go through the week and not give y'all an episode. So yeah. All right, y'all. So this week, we're going to be just talking about feelings, really, like, and I feel like I talk about this probably, I may talk about this, like, a lot, I don't know, to y'all or just in my head, but feelings are emotions that we go through. Like, it's something that we naturally go through as humans, and I was really deep in my feelings, like feelings, so deep in my feelings. Y'all, like literally, like these past few days, that's what I've been hearing in my head, like girl. But, you know, times, life be lifing, y'all. Like the truth is, life be lifing. And I don't know, like I just been feeling the type of way. I've been having questions. I've been, you know, on the brink of just wanting to give up, but knowing that I can't give up. I'm not at a space where it's like I could just give up and it just be that. Like, I feel like this not the time. I'm not a quitter. It's not even that it's not the time, but it's just like, I'm not a quitter. And I be having to tell myself, like, are you going to quit or are you going to get back up? Like, even though you might have slipped up a little bit, like, God still love you. And I feel like that's what God has been telling me in these past few days. Just like, okay, like, you want to be perfect. You want to get things right, and it's okay if right now you're not perfect. You're never going to be perfect, first off. And this kind of piggybacks to the last episode. It's just like, you're not perfect. You're never going to be perfect. And I sent my son because I knew you guys could never be perfect, and that Jesus is perfect enough for us. And so I just been trying to wrap my head around that. And just honestly, y'all, like, I feel like it got real. My emotions got really, really bad. And I just want to talk on this a little bit, because sometimes we kind of try to numb our feelings or our emotions. And we feel like, okay, like, I don't want to feel anything. But it's kind of impossible, because we are humans and emotions are a part of our makeup. So even though you feel like you are numbing yourself, we may find like unhealthy ways to feel without even knowing it. So it's like, even though you don't want to feel, you would rather feel in another way. So it's just like, okay, I'm going through my emotions. Because I didn't want to feel my emotions turn into anger. Because I didn't want to deal with my emotions because I felt like it was too much. I felt like it just all came together and I just was angry. Like, it just turned into a big ball of anger and rage. And I kind of had to like break out of that. Because it was just unhealthy. It was unhealthy. I've dealt with anger before. And I don't like anger. So I kind of had to like work through that emotion. And just that kind of led me to asking God questions about, okay, like, I believe it was like last week I was reading, because I wanted to like know more about Jesus myself, because I feel like sometimes you read or you've studied or you've, you know, heard things, but it's like sometimes we gotta go back and, you know, understand things in a different space of life, in a different season. So I was reading a passage and it was on like when Jesus was in a garden before he was gonna be betrayed, and he was just telling God, like, this cup, like, if you could take away this cup from me, like, I would want you to take away this cup from me. But if it's not in your will, like, if it's your will for me to take this cup, for me to carry this pain, for me to go through what you set out for me to go through, then I'm gonna go through it. So I was just asking God, like, okay, like, what specifically was the cup? And just kind of like asking him questions about, more in depth about, like, you know, how he felt. And he was kind of like, it took a few days, like, just asking questions and stuff. And basically, it'll be so crazy, y'all. Like, I feel like once I was inquiring about that question, I would be around my friends or I'll be around people. And we talking about this passage like just randomly, and it's just so crazy. And it's like he was speaking through people, and he was also, you know, just telling me and just breaking it down more for me and just giving me a better understanding, because we be feeling like, okay, like, God, this is hard. Like, why do I have to go through this right now? And his son had to go through that. Jesus had to go through that also. And because we feel like, okay, Jesus was God and he was flesh, it's like we kind of bypass how he felt. And it's like, okay, you're God, you was able to take it on for us, you was able to get on the cross, you was able to bear the pain, like, you know, like, that's kind of nothing to you because you are God. But, you know, this part of God, which was Jesus, he was all God, but he was in a flesh body. So it didn't discount him from what he felt. And so, like, even though he was God, it was hard. He was telling God the Father. He was telling him, like, yo, like, this is hard. This is hard. This is painful. And this is a lot for me right now. Like, I am grieved. And this, in when I think of this place, the Garden of Gethsemane, I look at it in a way where it's just like, well, this is where Jesus had to make a decision. Like, am I gonna focus on a purpose? Am I going to focus on why I'm here and not so much on my feelings? Am I going to pick my feelings Or am I going to stick it out and am I going to go through this? Because I know what this pain that I'm feeling, what bigger purpose that it serves. So I feel like that place was just like I got to put my feelings down. Like, I got to push my feelings aside and not let it overshadow or overwhelm why I'm even here. So even though it was hard for him, just zeroing on the fact that it was hard for him too, and that he felt what we feel when we go through things and it get hard and we don't want to go through it, and we have to make a decision. But we have to get to a decision where it's just like, okay, like, do I continue to endure? Do I continue to go through this? Because I know, even if I don't know right now why exactly I'm going through this, I know that because I know God, I know that everything that I go through later down the line, it serves a bigger purpose than I may even be able to see right now. So yeah, like, that was something I was really trying to understand. I was really trying to, you know, like, because I can get in a space, and I'm sure people can relate with this, like, I can get into a space where it's just like, I feel like I'm alone, or like, I feel like nobody understands what I'm going through, and I want to give up. The truth is, I'll be wanting to give up, but I'll be having to remind myself, like, you know, you can't give up, because everything that you're going through is for a bigger purpose. So yeah, and I want to ask y'all a question, like, what if God could take away one thing that you're going through right now, or that you've experienced before, what would it be? Like, what is something that if God say, like, I'm gonna take this one thing from you that you feel like is so heavy and so burdening on you, like, what would it be and why? Because, you know, like, even though Jesus was God, he was asking God to take away the cup, which was him having to go through the feeling that he had to feel, the emotions that he had to feel, later down the line, the beating that he would have to face, the scrutinizing things that he would have to face, the backlash, the people, just the suffering, the pain. So it's like, if you was to ask God right now for something for him to take away, but he told you, like, you asked him, right, and he like, nah, like, I need you to go through this, like, I know how you feel right now, I know it's tough, I know it's painful, and God is just like, I need you to go through this, I need you to go through this, because it's a bigger purpose. And even if you don't know what the purpose is, like, are you going to go through it? Like, are you going to choose to not allow your feelings to kind of put you in a place where it's just like, I can't do this. I can't do this, and I won't do this, and I don't even care what the purpose is. And not even just putting your feelings aside, because it's like, we're gonna feel, we're humans, we have emotions. When you go through something, it's not like you could just be like, all right, man, like, I'm not gonna feel this, whatever, like, I'm kind of like, because sometimes, and me and my friend was talking about this, sometimes we could over spiritualize things, or we could over spiritualize life, and we just be feeling like, okay, like, I have to be perfect, I have to, like, no, like, I can't feel this pain right now, like, I just gotta keep going, or Like, you feel like you're not allowed to feel your emotions, and that's not what I'm saying. But we sometimes would not even ask God to help us with our feelings. We would just go through our feelings, and that just, you know, like, we kind of dwell in it, we kind of sit in it, we kind of allow it to kind of take over us, and it's just like we forget that we can ask God to help us also. But I just want to go through what Jesus went before he had to even do what he had to do, in three different phases that he had to do it. And the first one that I want to go through is when, so we're going to go to John 16 verse 31 to 33, and I'm going to be reading, I'm going to be like basically going through them through the Message version. This version, y'all, if y'all don't understand the Bible, or if y'all feel like, you know, the version that you may be reading is, you know, it's kind of confusing, whatever, like, the Message version, and I would advise you to kind of couple it, like, probably with the NKJV, and then you couple it with the Message version. It's kind of like a translator, like, you read something and you're like, okay, like, I need more understanding. I feel like this version, y'all, it really, really hit. So, the first thing that we're going to go through, the first phase that we're going to go through that Jesus had to go through was when he, so I don't know if y'all know, and I had to read this myself and really understand, but, like, before Jesus, had to go through what he went through, like, he was basically telling the people around him, he was telling the disciples around him, like, what was gonna happen. And most of the time they were confused, they didn't know what he was talking about. They kept asking, like, what is this man saying, like, why he's saying that he gonna be here, I mean, he gonna be gone and then he gonna come back. Like, they really did not know what was going on. And in this particular scripture, in John 16, verse 31 to 33, he was basically telling them, like, in that whole chapter, he was basically telling them what was about to happen. He was telling them that when he leave, the Holy Spirit was going to come. Like, he was just basically telling them, also that they could ask God, that they can go to God for themselves, to ask for what they needed. And in the very end, he was just telling them it's gonna come a time where, because he kept talking to them in, like, parables, and I know sometimes for me, I be feeling like God be talking to me in parables, and I be like, I don't get that, I don't understand that. And he was basically telling them, like, it's gonna come a time where I'm gonna speak to you in a plain language where you won't really have, like, you just gonna understand what I'm saying. And he started to, like, basically tell them, like, plainly, like, what was about to happen. And in this particular scripture, he was telling them, it's gonna come a time, which was when he was about to be betrayed and in the garden. Like, it's gonna come a time where y'all gonna leave me and y'all gonna save yourselves. And you guys are going to abandon me, but just know, like, I'm not really abandoned. He said, the Father is with me. I've told you all this so that, trust in me, you will be unshakable and assured deeply at peace. And also, he was telling them, like, in this godless world, you will continue to experience difficulties, but take heart, I've conquered the world. So he's telling them, like, okay, when everything about to hit the fan, y'all gonna run. Like, y'all gonna leave me. And that's cool. Like, it's cool. I get it. Y'all gonna leave. But just know, like, I have my Father with me. And it's like, okay, like, although they didn't understand thoroughly what he was talking about, like, when he was just telling them, like, I'm finna die, then I'm finna get back up. And then him telling them in plain language that you know, like, because y'all stuck it out with me or whatever, y'all can ask God, because y'all stuck it out with me, y'all put y'all lives on the line, y'all love me, y'all trust me, like, you can ask the Father in my name, like, for whatever it is that you want, as long as it aligns with my will. And then to him telling them, like, y'all, it literally says, Jesus answered him, do you finally believe? In fact, you're about to make a run for it. Like, yeah, y'all finally believe me, but y'all gonna also leave me, and that's okay. And then the second phase is where he actually was in a garden. So after him telling, he told him that he said a prayer to God about them, and then he went to the garden. So this is where Jesus went in the garden, and he told his he went with Peter, and I believe it was somebody else. He basically was telling him, like, you know, like, stay up while I go pray. So he go pray, and every time he went to go pray, he came back and his disciples were sleeping. And he like, dang, like, I'm going through this right now. Like, I'm really going through this. He's going to pray to the Father. Like, if you could take this away, like, if I don't have to go through this, like, please. But if it's not your will, like, he's asking God, okay, if it was my will, I would want this cup to be removed. But what do you want? Even though I feel like this, what do you want? And God did not take that cup away from him. He allowed him to go through the whole process. And I want to go to Luke 22. I have two different versions, but we're going to go to Luke 22 verse. Give me 1 second, y'all. We're going to go to Luke 22 verse. We're going to start at 41. And we're going to go to 46. Okay, so again, he's in a garden. He's telling them, like, you know, pray that y'all won't fall into temptation. They fell asleep. Came back. They fell asleep every time that he went to go pray. Like, basically, like, he telling me, hold me down while I go pray. But they wasn't holding him down. So, in this particular version, it says, he pulled away from them about a stone's throw, knelt down and prayed, Father, remove this cup from me. But please, not what I want. What do you want? At once, an angel from heaven was at his side, strengthening him. He prayed on all the harder, sweat wrung from him like drops of blood poured off his face. Now we can see, like, basically, he's telling God, like, take this cup from me, but what do you want? Like, even though this is what I want to know what you want. Then it says that he got up from prayer, went back to his disciples, and found them asleep, drugged by grief. He said, what business do you have sleeping? Get up, pray, so you won't give in to temptation. Now, this is phase two of him before he had to complete what he had to do. And in this passage, we can see that it wasn't easy. It was not easy for him. And he wanted his friends to hold him down, but in this particular version, it says that they were drugged by grief. So they were sleeping. And a question that I have, because he told them to pray so you won't give in to temptation. Because after he was praying, he knew he was about to be betrayed. And he's telling them, like, yo, like, it's about to happen. Like, it's about to happen. Matter of fact, they come in right now. And in that moment, like, they came. Judas betrayed him. And then Peter, you know, trying to be a ride or die, like, he cut that man ear off. So my question was, okay, him saying pray so you won't give into temptation, like, if they had stayed up and prayed, would Peter have cut off that man ear in the first place? And that also goes, you know, it relates back to our life, because we go through hard things. We go through things that we feel like, you know, are so heavy, are so burdened on us, are so, like, hard for us to go through. And it's like, we be asking God, why we got to go through this? We be wanting for us to not feel what we're going through, to have to go through what we're going through. But we don't really consider, like, okay, God, what is your will? What is your will in this matter? Like, do I have to go through this because you have a bigger purpose for me? I don't think those are not questions that I automatically think in my head. Like, when I'm going through something, those are not questions that I think to ask. And then he's telling them, like, okay, like, when you're going through a hard time, or when you're going through when you're in a space where whether you want to give up, whether you just don't want to do the work anymore, whether, like, you just, like, okay, like, I need a break, temptation be right there. Like, sin be right there for us to, like, tap into. And trust, I know, it's like you're going through a hard time and you feel like, man, like, I want to do this, like, I want to do that, like, I would rather give into temptation right now than to have to go through what I'm going through. And so he's telling them, like, please pray. And that goes for us, like, when we're going through things, it's like, pray so that you won't go to the other side, or you won't give into, you know, because the enemy, like, when we're going through things, y'all, he really be at our ears, like, oh, you think God gonna use you? Oh, like, you already a lost cause, you might as well do this, or you might as well go back to what you used to do. Like, let's have fun. Like, you so uptight right now. Look, like, you keep falling, you can't get it right anyway, so let's go out, like, let's, you know, get into some sin fun. And he's telling them, like, pray so you won't give in, because the enemy loves when we're going through something hard. He loves it because he feel like, this is my time, like, this is it, this is my moment to shine. And we be giving in, because I sure be giving in sometimes. So, yeah. So, this is Jesus in the thick of his emotions, but him choosing God's will over his. Now, the last and final phase is when he was actually on the cross, y'all. And this part always, this revelation that God gave me about this always blows my mind. So, this is Jesus right before breakthrough, and it did not get easier. After him asking God to remove the cup from him, and then God didn't take the cup from him, his will was actually for him to go through it. It actually got even harder for him. Like, he's on the cross, people talking mess, they just going off, they laughing, they just ridiculing him. I don't even know if that's the word. They ridiculed him. And yeah, like, he just going through, it got worse. Like, now we're going to, so the last phase, we're going to go to Mark 15, verse 33 to 34. It says, at noon, the sky became extremely dark. The darkness lasted 3 hours. At 3 o'clock, Jesus groaned out of the depths, crying loudly, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you abandoned me? So with this part, y'all remember in the beginning, Jesus was telling them, like, it's going to come a time where y'all abandon me. But my Father, he's not going to abandon me. But in this moment, he is telling God, why have you abandoned me? Now, the revelation with this is, and I feel like it proves this point even more because of the first scripture we went through. At this point, It's 12 p.m., y'all. It's 12 p.m. 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. is dark. Dark. Dark, dark, dark. He on the cross suffering. Like, this had to be, at this point, the worst pain that he had experienced throughout the journey of him being grieved about it, praying about it, asking God to remove it, remove the cup from him, because he felt in a, it's because it's different gospels, and one of the gospels it said like he was greatly sorrowful, and to him now it's like he on the cross, he had to go through this, he had to go through court, he had to you know, they were slapping him around, they was just pinning him to the cross, putting the thorns on his head. Oh my gosh, like going through a lot. But from 12 to 3, it says that it was the darkest. It was in those dark hours. So that is telling me that it had to, it got real dark. Not only did it get physically dark, but it got dark, period. So at this point, he like, God, why have you abandoned me? And I believe that at that point, Jesus felt humanity. He felt our sin, because the whole time that he was here, he didn't sin. But this was the only time that Jesus actually felt sin. So I believe that in this moment, he felt humanity. He felt how it felt for us to sin and be apart from God. Because when we sin, when we feel like we messed up, it's like our sin automatically separates us from God. Because sin and God just don't mix. Like, it don't go together. And I'm not talking about us sinning. I'm talking about sin itself. Sin itself cannot dwell amongst God. So in that moment, he felt how we felt when we sinned. He felt how we felt when we sin, like when sin came upon us. It's like he didn't die on the cross as Jesus. He died on the cross as us, as if we went on the cross and we was like feeling this. But we didn't have to feel it. He felt it for us. So in that moment, Jesus felt. Can y'all imagine, like, he felt all of our sins, like, all of the sins, and how it felt, how sin actually felt to separate his people from God. And it reminds me, like, of the 400 years of silence. It's like, he felt that, too. He felt that because sin just, and this is why, like, in the word it says, like, to not condemn ourselves, because once we're in Christ, like, there's no condemnation. But our, when we sin, the enemy already, like, he be like, yeah, like, you sin, God can't use you, you, like, you're nothing, you're unusable at this point, and then you get to beating yourself up. And that's why it's like, when you're in him, you no longer are like in condemnation, because he already took that. He took that separation already. So it's like, okay, you messed up. Go to God and ask for forgiveness. And you're able to do that because he was on the cross and he took all of our sins, all of those sins that would make us feel separated from God. So just going back to just, like, him dying as us on a cross, you can tell that it wasn't him that died on a cross as Jesus, but he died as us, y'all. Like, it's deeper than just, because we bypass the fact that, okay, like, okay, he was God, he was able to do it, he's God, he can do anything. But he had felt a lot of pain, because remember, he was in flesh and our flesh feels. So it's just like when we're going through things, it's just like just keeping in mind that, because sometimes we may treat God like he don't understand, he don't get it, but it's like Jesus gets it. Okay, like anything, any sin that you have been through, anything that in any way that you have messed up, like he understands because he took it on. He knows how we feel when we sin, and it makes us feel separated from God. But the truth is that God never abandons us. Our flesh, our feelings make us feel like God has abandoned us, but that's not the truth. So, yeah, like just keeping that in mind that Jesus really knows what you went through. And that we ain't never going to be perfect. We never going to be perfect. And how Jesus is perfect enough. And that's why he was able to carry out that whole thing for us in the first place. So, yeah, like, and also keeping in mind, like, it was hard for him too. It's going to be hard. Like, it's going to be hard, but it's what we do. What our response is to how we feel and what we're going through. So, yeah. Y'all. And this is for me, y'all. Like, I really be having to get it through my thick skull. Okay? But, I hope that this, like, really ministers to somebody that is going through something right now that feels like they want to give up. And it's like, don't give up. Don't give up, because you're not alone. It's a lot of us that are going through these hard times. Like, when you make a decision to follow Christ, that it doesn't promise an easier life. That's for sure. But a better life. Because down the line, we get the greater reward. So, from now on, y'all. So, the other day, I was in the shower and, like, this came to me, and I really feel like God kind of gave me this. And so, like, from now on, we are going to put our truths. So, our truths is basically how we see things, or, you know, like how we feel, or what we feel like our truth is. And we're going to put it up against God's truth. And I'm gonna start, and we could, like, do this every week, as far as like as far as like, okay, like, this is how I feel, this is my truth right now, but what does the truth say? What does God's truth say up against it? So my truth is I feel like I would want God to take all my pain away right now. Like, if I had a chance, truth is, like, I would not want to feel all the pain that I have to feel right now. But the truth is, it was hard for Jesus too, but he stuck it out to the end, because there was a bigger purpose attached to his pain. And though our feelings make us feel alone, we never really are. God will never leave or forsake us. So, and I also want to say this before I go. Like, it always gets tougher before the breakthrough. Because at the end of the last scripture that we read, well, just a few verses after, it says that, you know, like, He breathed his last breath. With a loud cry, he gave his last breath. And the temple curtain ripped open down the middle. And it was done. Like, it was finished. So, just knowing that before the breakthrough, it gets tougher. But you're almost there. So, don't give up. So, yeah, y'all. Thank you guys for sticking it out through this whole episode. And I hope that you guys took something from it. even if it has to touch or get to that one person, I'm grateful. So I will see you guys, or talk to you guys really on the next episode. So later, y'all.